This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Tar spot has already been observed in east central Iowa. We'll have more from DeKalb Asgro right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a thing for the finer thing.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
Pollination is quickly approaching for corn and soybeans, and it's important to make sure that crops are performing at a high level in order to maximize yields down the road. Diseases can enter and impact a field very quickly, so prevention is key to disease management. Lance Getch, DeKalb Asgro technical agronomist, said that tar spot has already been observed in his area.
I know that we have some observed tar spot that's been confirmed on Poweshiek County. And I would imagine with the way the year's shaping up to be, we're going to see probably quite a bit of tar spot would be my guess. I would highly recommend, even though maybe the market prices aren't as favorable as they've been in the past, to really consider continuing with the plan. We really need to, you know, plan on using that Dallaro complete fungicide application right around that VTR1.
Getch added that this spring and summer have been fairly uneventful when it comes to disease, pest, and weather issues, but that doesn't mean farmers should let their guard down.
It's actually been kind of interesting talking to a lot of agronomists. It's been very vanilla, you could say, this spring and early summer. There just hasn't been a whole lot of separation on the products. I know there was some wind that popped up northwest of Cedar Rapids here over the weekend. Maybe it was Thursday or Friday. So I'm going to be going to look at some green snap. It'd be very early green snap, so I might see some differences there. But as of right now, nothing too in particular to talk about with specific products. But I'm sure here in the next few weeks, as things really move along with all the heat we have, we'll see some separation start to begin.
Check out DeKalb Asgro on your favorite social media platform to stay up to date with the latest developments. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.